On tonight's episode of The Gay Man's Guide, we talk about this important moment in gay history.
Why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just... Susan, I'm gay.
Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die.
And Freddy tells us he's Hispanic a few more times.
Hola, soy Dora.
Freddy, have you been watching Nick Jr. again?
About it anymore.
It's all coming up now on The Gay Man's Guide to Gay Media. Welcome to The Gay Man's Guide. My name is Lee.
I'm Freddie.
And I am Ryan. And today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Nick, and he worked with us at the place where we all met. The place where no dreams come true.
We are not going to say the name because guess what? They are not sponsoring us.
Okay, bitch. And our special guest, Nick, just walked into the door. Hold on, let me get the door for you, Nick.
Hey guys, I brought some fudge. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
You brought fudge?
I brought fudge.
Oh.
It's not Godiva.
Oh.
They're not sponsoring me.
Get out.
Guys.
They're not. Say it out.
I brought tres leches, the food of my nation.
The food of your people.
Wisconsin? You're from Wisconsin.
No, you can look at my skin color and realize.
You're from Wisconsin.
From Minnesota. Okay. Today's episode is all going to be about gay media and the impact of gays in media.
I want my LGBTV.
Or just gay by association.
Yes.
Gay things.
Could be fun.
Yes.
Yes. Could be fun, Lee said. They might be.
There might be fun.
They might not be fun. But they could be.
There could be. Thankfully, Nick brought fudge.
Yes.
you guys are fudge packers.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Whoa.
You're the
well, I did pack it very
down.
Well.
Whoa.
I put it in my new Tupperware.
Okay.
All right. So one of the things that we think about when we talk about gays in media, obviously, television shows. It's becoming more and more prevalent. First, there was The Ellen Show. There was Will and Grace. Then going on to Queer as Folk, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, The L Word, and most recently, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, no, even before that, I mean,
Glee.
We've got Glee as a sitcom. We've got Modern Family, which has a gay couple.
Yes.
And we also
have
The New Normal, which not only has a gay couple in it, but focuses on a gay couple, which is pretty cool considering that Ellen came out in the late 90s.
Yeah, she came out in 94 or 95 on her show.
Yeah. It's like when Freddie came out of the womb.
That's true.
The late 90s.
I love how he actually pronounced the B in womb.
Roomba.
Like Roomba.
Like a Roomba. I have several.
Why are we the same person?
This is scary.
Oh my God.
It must be the fudge.
It is.
It is.
So we're going to chat about some of our favorite gay-friendly and gay-focused TV shows. And I would love to talk about Will and Grace.
Is that where you figured out you were like, I'm gay?
No. I mean, I want to talk about Will and Grace because it's the first time that my mom, like, accepted homosexuality as something that was real.
Really?
I'm almost positive. To the point where I was playing Jack and Into the Woods from Jack and the Beanstalk, not Jack McFarlane. And my mom was like, Ryan, you can't play that role because it's Jack from Will and Grace.
Really?
She almost didn't let me do the show in high school.
That's
because my mom...
Because that is not... what that is.
No, it's different. But anyway, Will and Grace is one of those things that has definitely influenced not only us as gay men, but it's also influenced, you know, the society as a whole and the fact that, like, everyone loves Karen Walker and alcoholism. So that's really...
You put the two together.
You know, I mean...
Winning.
Exactly. So... I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
I mean, well...
I'm drunk.
You're just talking about, like, earlier on, like, Will and Grace and... Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's just funny how... crazy, like, gay TV shows have even evolved. Even, like, I think of, like, Will and Grace, and I think of, like, The Ellen Show, where it was kind of talked about. And then Showtime created this small little show called Queer as Folk.
Oh, my God. Best soundtracks ever.
Ever. But not only best soundtracks, it was a very graphic show. It, like, showed gay life but like gay sex. You know what I mean? I mean, there wasn't like full on.
No, that was gay sex.
Oh my God.
Look, when you're 16 years old, you're like, oh my God, this is porn.
I remember when my mom, we used to have Showtime at my house. And we were just...
In your casa?
In my casa. And I remember I would be in my room and I would turn on Queer as Folk. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I remember just like turning it really, really low. And being like, sitting like this, like super, like probably...
Freddie tried to get really close to the microphone. Yeah, and you guys can't see that.
It's hard to describe.
Because this is a podcast.
I would get like 5 inches away from my television set and just like... glued on this.
That's why you've got to wear glasses.
That's
now.
Exactly why I have to wear
See,
glasses.
See, mom was right.
Yeah.
But it was just very interesting, and I mean, I was just like, wow, this is what gay is?
Yeah.
Sign me up!
Yeah. I mean, I loved Queer as Folk because it was one of those things that it really does. As much as we want to talk about stereotypes and how the media stereotypes us, I can relate to every single one of those characters in Queer as Folk.
You are Emmett.
Okay, I'll take that.
You... Like
everyone has said that from
in a good way.
No,
like,
I know.
I think Emmett's like.
I accept that.
I like that.
I'll take that. And I'll put it in my pocket for later. Thank you. So yeah, I mean, I love Queer as Folk, but then wasn't there another show that Showtime did?
Yes, The L Word, and I know a lot about this show because of again, I come from my lesbian casa. And
that means gay household for the bilingual.
More like gay house. I didn't say household. Anyways.
Oh, excuse us, Rosetta Stone.
Gay. Sorry, Rosetta Stone. Gay man's got a Rosetta Stone. So.
It's just Freddie talking for the whole show.
Hispanic. but, you know, that show kind of like Queer as Folk was ending mm-hmm. and then like the L Word was starting up. And my mom was like, oh my goodness, the L Word is my favorite, Freddie, let's watch it. And I'm like, but I felt weird if I was like, mom, can we watch Queer as Folk? She was like, no. But my mom had such a big thing for Bette, which was like kind of like the power suit lady mm-hmm. of the lesbian couple that they were like, let's make a baby. And my mom was like, that's Jennifer Beals played her.
Oh, so I didn't watch L Word.
Oh, okay. Well, Jennifer Beals, do you know who Jennifer Beals is?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yes. Yeah. I'll just say yes to go on with the conversation.
No. Jennifer Beals played the woman in Flashdance.
Okay, yes. Flashdance.
Yes. So my mom was just like, oh, she's so beautiful. She's so sexy. And I was like, okay, we're done. I'm not talking about anyone being sexy. But it was very interesting because the L Word was like, the same thing for what gay men had for Queer as Folk mm-hmm. as the L Word was for lesbians.
Yeah.
And although the L Word was a terrible ending for that TV show, that's irrelevant. And
irrelevantical.
Yes. For the word hearers of the day. Out there.
Right. For the hearers.
Oh, someone's been listening.
Yes, of course. I'm like your number one fan.
Guys, someone's
listening.
I know,
that's a nice number one fan shirt.
Thanks.
That's nice.
I got it on sale.
Okay. Oh, you, that's puffy paint. Calm down.
Yes. I had to do some arts and crafts before I got here.
You know,
with
there's
my fudge in the oven.
Right, you had a busy afternoon.
I did. I was packing that fudge in my Tupperware, puppy baiting my shirt. You don't know.
Oh my God.
Got in my four wheeler, oh my Barbie four wheeler, and I drove on over here. Started 3 days ago.
God. I'm moist now.
So there's another show that kind of affected. I mean, it affected me growing up. Was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
That did not affect me.
It didn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I didn't get Bravo. Or was it on?
It was on Bravo,
yeah.
Well, I thought it was NBC. Didn't NBC do
it
first?
NBC produced it, but that's because NBC owns Bravo.
But didn't they do it first?
No, it was Bravo first.
Oh.
As from what I know, I don't know.
Oh. I didn't get cable back in Massachusetts.
I didn't get the fancy premium channel for Bravo.
So only I watch Queer as Folk?
Yes, only.
No.
Queer Eye for the Straight.
That's what I meant. I'm drunk. I'm not.
All of us were watching Queer as Folk. We were like.
You were touching yourself to Queer as Folk.
I touched somebody else.
Oh.
But it was my teddy bear.
So.
His name was Duffy.
Wow.
I met him at Epcot.
Oh my God.
So, Queer Eye was really interesting for me because I didn't have any gay friends when I was growing up. And Queer Eye came out when I was like, I don't know.
I hated Carson.
I didn't like Carson.
Shut up.
That is blasphemous.
No, it's not.
He's grown on me. But I was really into this show because I loved and still love Rent, and Jay Rodriguez was Angel in Rent. He was a really bad Angel, by the way. Oh. I don't
But
like
he was a good
Angel.
Xana.
He was
Xana
a good Xana, don't. But Queer Eye was one of those shows that it was interesting to see like how straight people thought of us and like the powers that we possess as like gay men. And I think, unfortunately, it perpetuated a lot of the stereotypes.
That's what I thought, is it helped, exactly. But it also hurt us.
Yeah, it was throwing it in our face a little bit.
Well, it's like Lee, when you said in your coming out story that your sister was like, "I have a gay brother that I can go shopping with."
And like, there's more.
No one should go shopping with you, Lee.
Absolutely not.
I got puffy pants.
That blazer you got looks really nice, but
that's a $22 Macy's bargain right there.
Ooh, Macy's perfect. Is sponsoring us.
Yes, it is sponsoring.
Shut up.
No, it is.
No, they're not.
Oh
no.
Imagine
if Macy's did sponsor
us. We'd say it every sentence.
We could have like our own like Macy's Day Parade like balloon.
Yes.
That's my dog's name, Macy.
Right. No one would see that, though, because we're in my apartment.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Queer Eye was one of those things that, you know, all of those five very strong, charismatic gay men were out and proud. And so that kind of, you know, there's a reason for that, though. There's another, you know, there's things like Ellen coming out and other celebrities coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very interesting to see, like, celebrities who come out. And actually, there are still celebrities.
Get closer to the microphone. It's not picking you up.
There are celebrities.
You don't have to lick it.
There are celebrities. There are celebrities who come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're even in this day and age, they wait to come out. Like Zachary Quinto came out recently.
God, he's beautiful.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. Anderson Cooper.
He's old now. He has white hair, and now he's just coming out.
I know.
He's like, pretty. If you came Ricky out Martin. 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Was anybody really surprised when Ricky Martin came out?
No.
My roommate, whose name will remain out of this podcast, cried, called out from his work whenever he found out that Ricky Martin was going to be at the Michelle Obama rally.
Oh, here in Orlando.
Yeah,
we're in Orlando, by the way, everybody.
Yes, Orlando.
I hope so.
Yeah. Orlando, Florida.
Last time I checked. But he actually, like, when he found out that Michelle Obama and Ricky Martin were going to be at this rally, like, he cried, called out of his job, and, like, pretended that he was deathly ill because there's no way that he could really get out of it. It's not like how we can call out
right.
And it'd be okay. But yeah, he made up this huge elaborate thing, and like he made it a point to go and like get up close to Ricky Martin.
Did he get to go, or did he cancel?
No, he went. Oh, he ended up going, and it was surprising how he was shaking. Like
that'd be me and Brittany.
Ooh. Yeah,
what?
Put me and Brittany in the room. Nope.
Ah, Brittany Smith. I love her.
Yes, Smith. I know.
She's so sweet.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned Ellen coming out. Ellen was really the first show that. Put the gay spin on television shows without actually changing the vibe of the show, because the concern was with the producers. Ellen wanted to come out on her show. It was very intentional. She wanted to do it. And the producers were concerned that once it happened, that people would look at it very differently. So I think the episode was a two-part where she came out. That was the end of that. And the second part is her going through like a grocery store of some kind, but she mishears everyone saying things about her. But that was the stab at what they thought was going to be the reaction. It actually turned out to be the fact that she has a talk show now and is incredibly successful at what she does. And absolutely. She's become really
fun
the spokeswoman.
Fact, did
for
you
what
know
we do.
In her first set of contracts for the Ellen for the talk show, she was not allowed to talk about her sexuality?
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think of, like, other gay celebrities or gay by association, like Margaret Cho.
Well, she's queer. She labels herself
she's
as queer.
Queer?
Yeah.
She doesn't consider
she doesn't
herself
label,
bisexual?
No, she doesn't label herself or her sexuality. She's queer.
Well, I love Margaret Cho so much. Just because she's, like, you know, she came out, she, you know, dealing with all this stuff. And not only was she, like, queer, but she was this Asian American,
mm-hmm.
and she just comedy, like, I don't know, it was like a different part of comedy.
It was a double whammy for her, because not only was she a minority, she's also now not labeling herself but coming out in a way that could incredibly affect the way that she could be portrayed,
right.
Again, that was the Ellen coming out on her show. A lot of people don't understand that was incredibly monumental,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of different ways. We wouldn't have shows like Will and Grace. We wouldn't have Queer as Folk. We certainly wouldn't have Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Shit, I'd still be in the closet.
Would you really?
No.
I thought we were going to have a real moment there for like a second.
No, but that's true. I got really quiet. I mean, for me, my mom and I watched Will and Grace a lot, like when I was in high school, but, and I think that that's part of the reason that it like was okay-ish. I don't know. But do you think that had these shows not existed or like helped shape you, do you think that those... The shows. Sorry, Lee just wrote a note. He just wrote Noah's Ark.
I tried to be very quiet about it.
That is a mixed mic. I can read your handwriting.
Sorry.
Noah's Ark. I didn't watch Noah's Ark. Did you?
I did, actually.
I loved Noah's Ark.
Well, you like very ethnic men.
So no. I actually... I do too. I really... I have a twin.
Yes, it's true.
I really...
Okay, anyway. So Noah's Ark is set in what... The California, arc. No.
Oh, it's not like a biblical show?
No, it's not.
It's not on the History Channel?
No.
No.
What are we talking about?
It could have been.
No. Noah's Ark.
Jumping the Broom.
That was when they got married. That was the movie. Yeah, that was
it's Jumping the Groom.
No, it was called Jumping the Broom.
I think the Broom, but I think it's supposed to be a play on words about the groom.
Because you know Jumping the Broom is an African-American tradition.
Shut up, really?
Oh.
Yes.
I thought it was just
a typo
on the box.
Oh my god, why am I the smartest fucking person on this show? Jumping the Broom is an African-American tradition that dates back from slavery times, and when they jumped the broom, that's when they were considered married.
I am astounded that we have Rosetta Stone and the History Channel.
This is great.
I'll tell you about Nazis a little later.
But Noah's Ark, yes, it's kind of like, it was like Logo's first attempt at like a TV show. Logo is, by the way, a gay television channel.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Again, drunk
on water.
God, this is
Avion
television.
I'm sorry,
channel.
Your mom named you after a bottle of water.
Television channel where they were trying to do this like kind of like Queer as Folk, because Queer as Folk had ended and then Noah's Ark had happened, and Noah's Ark was just not as good as Queer as Folk.
I thought it was good. The problem was the actors
were...
really kind of showed their amateur style sometimes, but the story in itself was pretty good.
I guess.
And it was good eye candy.
Yeah, for, I would.
I mean,
say
for
that
y'all,
can, yes, yes.
For,
it was
I mean,
delicious.
For me, it was all right.
You didn't like it? You know,
no, I it was okay.
Noah's Ark was a show that actually saved Logo. Logo was in really severe trouble at the time, and they decided to do a miniseries like that. It was their first attempt.
And do you know what the second attempt was to save Logo? And now Logo is thriving.
RuPaul's Drag Race, gentlemen.
It's literally the show. And honestly, now RuPaul has like how many spinoffs on Logo?
Well, here's the thing. RuPaul didn't need any spinoffs because RuPaul's talk show in the 90s, did you guys watch that?
God,
no,
I loved
did not.
Christmas special.
Oh my god, RuPaul's Christmas special is so good with Kathy Griffin and Michelle Visage. Michelle was her co-host on the show.
Oh, loved
her
it.
Her big ass boobs were her co-host?
They weren't that big at the time.
Oh, okay, she got them done after.
The 90s were
it's
a
been
different
20
time.
Years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time I've ever saw RuPaul was in the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh my
Me
god.
Me too!
Really?
When she was the guidance counselor.
Yes.
And come back Jan, when you're pregnant.
And Jan.
Yeah.
You better work.
And it's... But even RuPaul was like a vision, like not visionary. She was like a pioneer,
a trailblazer.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, for totally. Like gay and like, but it was almost like in a different way because we had Ellen, and then we also had RuPaul, who was like this very famous drag queen.
Yeah,
open sexuality,
supermodel of the world,
supermodel of the world.
The first time I ever saw RuPaul was, God, this is so ridiculous. It was on an episode of the Ricky Lake Show.
I love
and she
Ricky
did,
Lake.
She did Cover Girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And it was amazing. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on, but I liked it.
Yeah, in the 90s when she was, you know, doing the genderfuck stuff, she was doing the talk show circuits like a lot of the queens were, where they were talking about like gender and sexuality and club kids and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, there's another group of people that we didn't make a note about, but that came into our houses weekly, and that's like the cast from The Real World.
Oh god.
Did Very they, true. Yeah.
Like Pedro.
Oh.
Pedro was the first person that I mean, I'm obviously a lot younger than people who had to deal with the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, but Pedro was one of the first people that I knew with AIDS.
Yeah.
Like
that was a very that was also even before Ellen. That was pretty big because AIDS at that time didn't generally even discuss it on air.
Yeah,
it was
92.
A big
that, I mean that was the that was, you know,
gosh, yeah, it's been since That was her first season, wasn't it?
No,
it
was second.
Second season?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's just crazy to like think about how far like homosexuality and just like
discussions of sexuality.
Yeah, but even that, but just like the stigma, like being gay was like a big stigma back in the 80s, 90s, and in the media, it was like if you were gay, you had AIDS. Yeah, my mother, I worry though at times because she still thinks that all gay men have AIDS, and she is.
Oh, my
a
mom
lesbian.
Thinks that as well sometimes.
But she's a lesbo.
I told you in my coming out story. I told you in my coming out story. My dad. One of the first questions my dad asked me was, "Do you have AIDS?" And I'm like, "Nope, pretty sure it's not in the air. Yeah. It's not contagious, like that at least."
I just it's funny.
Do you think that because of the way kind of RuPaul, Ellen, Will and Grace, that the fact that they paved the way, do you think that's turned around people's viewpoints on us as a whole, or do you think it did more of an awareness thing? Do you think those shows made the audience more accepting of us, or do you think it just kind of opened their minds a little?
I think it made them open their eyes a little, because now it's like in the mainstream, and it's not like we're lepers. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and if we even want to think about it, RuPaul's talk show was on VH1. Real World was on MTV, and
now we have NBC's The New World.
Right.
The New Normal. Glee is on Grace, Fox.
Right. I mean, even in 15 years, it's progressed so much because it was something that people of privilege had and were aware of, and now it's something that's more open.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
When do you think we'll get to the point where the shows that we have on television will actually start to affect judicial decisions?
I think the new normal, as much as I'm iffy on it sometimes, I think the new normal is a really great. I think some of the conversations they start are really interesting.
Is
and
it
great.
Terrible that I, whenever I watch that show, I'm like, I want a kid and I want a husband. And then I go, and then I like see someone else's child at my place of work. And I'm
and
like,
and you slap them. You slap the children.
I just get so angry at them. And I was like, no, just kidding. I don't want to.
I thought you should just get a puppy. Like,
yeah, just get a puppy.
They don't talk back. Yes. We'll just poop on your floor. Like,
what? Mine. I don't want that either.
Yeah. Oh, well, kids will do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. they'll just go wherever.
I'm doing it right now. We'll fudge.
Well, speaking of pooping on the floor, I want to also talk about a few other movies that are gay centric and not
so gay by association.
Yeah. So or just straight up gay. Like,
no.
Has anyone seen Adam and Steve?
Oh, so
I haven't
good.
Seen that.
No. It's so funny.
It's
that's
so
the poop, that's,
cute.
That's what I was talking about. Poop on the floor. He poops on the floor.
Yeah, he.
Oh, like, oh, oh I thought that was just a ridiculous segue.
No, no, no.
Oh,
one
I thought
of the
was a normal
scene.
Tuesday for me. Guess what? Today's Tuesday.
It's poop on the floor.
But yes, like Adam and Steve. Trick. Do you remember the movie?
Oh my
Trick?
God, Trick is so good with Coco Peru.
Yeah.
Have you ever had cum in your eye? It burns.
Oh my God. Does.
But Trick was such a cute movie, and it was what, early 90s for that one? Or was
no,
that was
mid to late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but then there's always some terrible ones.
Oh, yes. God.
And so indie, like, there's this one called Bear City.
Yeah.
I actually watched, it was actually pretty good.
It's,
it was
it's just, on Netflix.
Correct, it's on Netflix.
I,
Netflix is not sponsored.
No, no. No. Shot. God, our listeners are drunk by this point.
Yes.
We've mentioned so many people that aren't sponsoring our show. Bear City was interesting because not only did it help with our community, it also introduced a whole different side to the community that a lot of people don't like to look at, which is the not-so-pretty boy side of things. But I find guys with a little bit of hair attractive. Not, like, ridiculous.
That's our next episode. That's a dating episode.
Oh.
Oh.
Well. Shot down and fast.
I'm just kidding.
But it did open up everybody's eyes to a completely different side of the community that a lot of people don't like talking. And,
right.
And in fact, they shun. That was one of the things that they talked about in the documentary was that they get shunned away from all of these events and they have to make their own things. To have their own freedom,
right.
But there are so many other things to that.
And
there's another. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to give a quick shout out to one of my other favorite gay movies called Latter Days.
I love.
Oh my God, I love
that,
Latter Days.
Yeah.
What
like,
is?
I made
it's so
all
sweet.
Of my friends watch it because it's like an amazing.
It made me want a Mormon
movie.
Boyfriend.
There are Mormons in my apartment complex, and every time I see them getting on their bike, I'm like, oh my God, do
Latter
you guys?
Day.
You guys, have you seen the movie Latter Days? Like, I think or that the I Book don't of Mormon.
But you know what I also think is funny is that
the musical?
Even like gay media, like movies and stuff, have spawned like our own spoof of like something called Another Gay Movie.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
And it's actually funny and it. I mean, like, it's just...
It's campy.
It's campy.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's grown.
I think the best gay movie has to be Herbie Fully Loaded. Like, Lindsay and the car.
Okay.
Their relationship.
You mean, like, gay... Okay, so, gay movies by association.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Oh, yeah, that's Loaded. That's
top of the list. Yeah. Top of the list.
Such near and dear to my heart.
But there's, like, gay things, like Mean Girls... A lot of gay men.
You can't sit with us. You
can't sit with us.
Yeah, I think everyone quotes Mean Girls like on a day to day basis.
But gay men.
I did today. I did today twice.
Yeah. Do you? Well, and here's the question, and this kind of goes back to Queer Eye and Will and Grace. Do you and your friends now like figure out who's who in the group?
Yes. I'm always Jack. Like just Jack.
Yeah.
I was always
Jack.
But now I'm kind of like Karen because I like pills.
And alcohol.
I love my Ambien. I love my Xanax.
Yeah.
I've never been compared to anyone in like
That's because you're
Grace.
Puerto Rican.
Right.
No. Legit, it's because unfortunately as much as many leaps and bounds as we've made, most of the queer community that is shown in media is white.
And the only gay Puerto Ricans you're going to see are on Drag Race.
No, I feel like gay Puerto Ricans, gay Hispanics.
Are hot.
Yes.
We know.
Yes. Muy caliente.
They're making him moist.
Te gusta.
You're welcome. But I feel like gay Hispanics in general are always seen as this very, like, effeminate. And I feel like it's probably... Like,
do you think so?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because Rent. Rent started it really for the gay.
Yeah, but I when I think of a gay Puerto Rican, I don't necessarily think of effeminate.
That's because we live in Orlando.
I think that's... Right. Mina, look at that outfit. Like, that's what I think of.
So, yeah. Chonga.
Yes. Yeah.
But I feel like that's what it is, like, for us. And that's why, like... I mean, I audition for shows and things like that, and people are like, oh my God, you'd be a great angel. But I don't think I would be a good angel.
You'd actually be a much better Mark.
I know, but I'm not Jewish looking.
I was
going
to say Maureen. I'll do the Tango Maureen.
You're welcome. But seriously, it's like, it's funny how, you know, other cultures are not, what is the word?
Represented.
Right.
That was our great, like, awareness piece. Mm. But there's also a few other gay movies that we want to talk about, like Mean Girls. So, obviously.
Mean Girls. I love me some Mean Girls.
Steel Magnolias is really associated with our community.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to a Red and Wild party?
No.
I'm allergic to red dye, so I probably wouldn't be able to go.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
that's right.
With my
one ball. When I was in high school, I had a group of friends that had a Red and Wild party. That was
What is
from Steel Magnolias?
I mean, I'm so drunk.
That's red.
I can think of a Steel Magnolias is Drinker Juice Shelby.
No, Red and Wild is
that the one with Queen Latifah?
No,
that's the Lifetime version.
Red and Wild is from Tu Wong Fu. Why am I so ridiculous?
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't remember that in Steel Magnolias.
No, in Steel Magnolias, it's the pink. It's blush and bashful. Her colors are pink and pink.
And I just love the cake that she had of
the bleeding armadillo.
Yeah.
Well, so also good. There's like Drop Dead Gorgeous.
So good.
Death Becomes Her.
Oh yeah.
Of course, with like Meryl Streep. Like, yeah. Meryl Streep is a gay goddess.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
And even Bridesmaids, like nowadays.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of quoting.
She's shitting in the street. Like me on Tuesday. And I usually do it in a wedding dress, so.
Oh, you do.
You do.
So, yeah. I mean, gay, I feel like we're still going. I mean, like, as a whole, gay media, I feel, is still evolving. On the whole.
Preparation H feels good. That was a quote from Austin Powers.
So oh, my God. But gay media, in general, has evolved.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen... I honestly don't think we've seen anything yet. It's going to get a lot more mainstream and a lot more acceptable. And then maybe by being acceptable in mainstream media, we'll actually kind of get somewhere with some legislation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope so.
True story. So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of The Gay Man's Guide.
A New Hope. That's a Star Wars reference. Star Wars is not a gay movie.
No.
But I do love Star Wars. I love Queen Amidala. I want to be Queen Amidala when I grow up.
Wait. Gay. 3PO. What's the name? 3PO and then the R2 trash can man.
They think they're together.
Oh. They're bumping Rust.
Ooh.
So is Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie, right?
No, they're puppets.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, yeah, so was Avenue Q.
Yeah, someone's hand up.
No, how did we go this entire show and not talk about Avenue Q?
Because we didn't do a Broadway episode.
Well, all right, guys. This is us wrapping it up. I am Freddie.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lee.
And thank you, too. Hold on. We have a special guest that we need to outro. Right.
Thanks for just leaving me in the jaws with my fudge in the back. Fine, I'm taking my fudge and leaving. Bye.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us and being our very first special guest on the Gay Man's Guide.
Snaps for Nick. Snaps for Nick.
That's really gay.
That's legally blonde.
That's also legally gay.
We're gonna go. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.